Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow acts? Ross Sutton, Big J Okerson. We are in studio this week with Mistress Marley. We get into a heavy conversation about fin-domming and pay-pigging and all that stuff, and then we play a stupid game on what is the most expensive thing to see how well we all know our fin-domness, and then we come up with a concept for an upcoming SDR show that's going to be rough. It's really going to be rough. If you like this show, you could have heard it 5 days earlier at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the code SDR, you get a 7-day free trial, or just where you are right now, with commercials, we're just happy you're part of the experience. Here it is, the Mistress Marley Findom Expo experience of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hall. It's weed, our beat, it's hocus and flow.
Okay, it is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Right across from me in a pretty badass body count hoodie.
Thank you.
It is Big J Okerson. Question about it.
What's up, worm?
What up?
Yeah.
Is that like an actual, like I bought that when body count was touring or you just found it somewhere?
No, I had it made.
I had it made. That's not as cool. I don't think.
Nothing at a concert has ever fit me one time in my entire life.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's fair enough. But, it is a cool shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah. How you doing?
I could have one made for you.
I don't think I'd ever wear it. I'm right. Honest with you.
Right, Mr. Cool.
I don't see myself wearing a body count shirt.
You fucking worm.
Why worm?
I'm dominating you.
Oh, is that what happening? I really want to get into this conversation. I have
you're
so
a useless
questions.
Worm.
That's true, though.
You scumbag.
We'll jump right. We'll introduce the guest right away. Normally, we
would be a piece of trash.
Known as the Chocolate Dom.
Okay.
The Beyonce of BDSM.
Don't make it racial.
I'm just reading things off the...
Is everything racial with you?
Everything.
Why is everything divided with you?
Also, by the way, she said she's on a podcast high because she just came from doing another podcast, so we have to live up to that one.
Who was it?
I didn't ask.
It was great.
Who was it?
It was called Harder Soft Podcast.
With who?
With Tahoe TV.
Nah. This will be way better.
Also, the third biggest black cock I've ever seen right in front of my face right next to her. It is Mistress Marley. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. You said the third biggest.
That's not the longest black cock.
No, it's just thick. Sort of,
it's the thickest cock maybe ever.
It's beefy.
Very.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... There's very few real life dicks with that kind of girth.
That can't
maybe
be
a Shane Diesel.
There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that.
Shane Diesel's pretty thick, dude.
I don't think there's anything like
I hold
that.
It very close to my heart.
Have you witnessed in person anything resembling that in your life?
No. No.
I can't imagine
no.
that. No. Can't imagine that, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
also,
kind of
I would say this.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 times my soft penis. Maybe 15.
Times of your soft penis?
Yeah. Maybe 15.
Yeah, I feel like you could just like stack like a row of them and then another row of them. And then two or three on top. So yeah, I'm thinking.
I think 15.
12 to 15.
That's pretty huge. Good. That makes you feel pretty good. At least we're on the same page.
It's average, Mistress Marley.
I've slapped a few subs with this, so.
So I want to get into this. Right, by the way, right up, Shannon and I got into an argument about it right before showtime. Okay. About.
Why? Has Shannon been fin-domming?
So here's this thing.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it, Shannon, about the dude or no? Did you care? I don't know if you talk about it on air.
Shannon, you fin-domming?
You fin-domming, Shannon?
About the money that fans sent me?
Yeah.
That's fine. I've had fans send money and then buy me stuff from my Amazon wish list.
Right. So you obviously, the story is that you Googled, how do I make money as a chick?
Yeah.
You found something chick. On, that's what she wrote. How do I make money as a woman?
I believe you. I'm laughing at it.
You're shitting on me. Me and my 1/15th penis.
How's it right now? Mine's probably even smaller than that because it's making me nervous.
So you Google that, and then somehow you
I hope this dick doesn't want my dick's lunch money. I'm going to give it up.
Yeah. I'm already going for my wallet.
Just take what you want. Please, leave my IDs.
Leave my dick out of it, please. So I guess also because you have a good head on your
Pick
shoulders.
Pick something to do with the shirt. Pick something to do with it.
I took it away.
It's been a whole project.
It's too hot. I'm sorry. It's fucking because this heat on in the other room.
This dick is making you so nervous.
I'm going to fucking slap that dick in your face.
It's got a suction cup on it, Ralph, so you can ride it without worrying.
Piece of that thing.
I know you like to go on all fours. It'll stick on the wall if you're wondering.
That sounds fun. What is it? Can I touch? I want to touch it.
You could accept all of that inside of you, probably.
God, no. There's no fucking way.
Ralph, shut up.
There's no way.
Your mouth for sure, though.
Mouth for sure. At least the head.
Oh,
of
my
it.
Gosh.
Oh, no. Did I say those balls hit your chin?
No way.
You have a bottomless throat. Everyone knows it about
you. The balls
you.
Are almost bigger than the whole thing.
Yeah.
Get the balls just inside of you.
That I could do.
That's called something in porn, I forget.
Just balls, no dick?
Yeah, when they put the balls in
a girl's
butt.
There was a thing called like the ball fuck or something. Remember that thing where you fuck people with your balls? That
yeah,
was,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They no, put but it's like a device that helps you fuck people with your balls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Were we hawking that for a little bit?
We were fucking...
Tom just, you know, said, it was a classy huh? outfit.
Tom said dog in a bathtub.
Dog in a bathtub?
That's an interesting name.
It's Tom.
I think Tom is just speaking about what he was doing on the way over here. Drowning a dog in a bathtub.
No, I thought he was bathing it. You made it much more nefarious.
So I'm guessing, because you have a good head on your shoulders, you thought of some unique marketing ways. Like you walked the dude through campus in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then you just made this... Really, not only your profession, but you now, in turn, teach other women how to do it, yes. How to be a fin dom to pay pigs. Am I saying that all right?
Yes.
Right. So every guy that gives you the money is a pay pig, or is that a certain category?
So it's a certain category. So pay pigs are like above all the other subs. So you have the ones that can send maybe like $20 here and there. Mm-hmm. You have the ones that can send $50 to $100. But then the pay pigs are the ones that are sending $500 to $1,000.
Oh, so Shannon has a pay pig. Okay.
So they have different levels.
But now here's
what does Ralph do as a gay pig?
Gay pig. I do that.
You just fuck other male
right
pigs.
Do that right there. So obviously there's some psychological ways to make a guy come a part of this. Mm-hmm. Come a part of this.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that that's what you've...
Oink, pig.
I'm guessing that's something that you've cultivated over the years you're doing this mm-hmm. on the right way, and then you teach that to other women.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So here are my questions. A, do you care at all if you are bankrupting a guy?
So here's the thing with that. Sometimes it's all a fantasy. So sometimes you'll have the guy saying, oh, you're bankrupting me. I can't eat next week. I can't eat for the rest of the week. And it's all a fantasy. They know they still have the money, but they want to play on that. Oh, you've drained them so much that they gave all their money to you and they have nothing else.
Okay.
And then you have the guys that you have to write out like a contract with, like a budget. Like, okay, this is how much I can spend this month. If he goes out with his friends, this is how much you can.
You drive by, you see the guy outside, his face is all dirty and he's holding like, please spare some change. You're like, this guy is like Daniel Day-Lewis commitment to this fantasy.
Then you have the ones where it's like they need a contract to be told how much they can spend. Like, okay, you're going out with your friends to the bar, you can spend $20. That's it. The rest of it belongs to me. So it's different terms with different guys.
I mean, that's wild.
How many different ways have you come that you've gotten to there? Your sexual fantasy is spending a bunch of
money.
Well,
that's where I want to get into this. I just find it fascinating. Do you think...
I don't judge... Well, that's wrong. I probably do judge it. Ultimately, we all judge. But I mean, like, not your thing. I mean, like, the other thing. But, like, I'm just, like, it's so foreign to me, the thought of non-sexual things being sexual. To me, personally. Right. I know it's a big market. Yeah,
it's a big
genre. Right. Domination stuff. But, like.
We're, like, so.
I'm like, do I come eventually? Like, we're just going to be you high-heeling my nutbag.
Shannon said.
So sometimes we do orgasm control, so that's all in there too. So
meaning that you're not allowing them to come.
Exactly.
What happens if they come? Do they have to pay more?
They just have to pay me more money, yeah.
It's a good time to get it.
Seems like a win.
Take what you think you deserve.
Seems like it's a real win-win scenario as far as I'm concerned on that one.
You throw a Stouffer's mac and cheese in the microwave on your way out.
And also,
I'll pay you for it.
You were featured in the New York Times with this,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And on Vice and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So you are... teaching a lot of other women to do this.
Yes.
Do you take a percentage of those, or you just get a class and you move on?
No, so it's just a class and I move on. So I don't take a percentage of their earnings. Whoever they deal with after that is their business.
Have any of them ever, like your proteges, become the master and steal your pay pigs?
I don't know if that's happened. I haven't been told that's happened.
Shannon's
I hope that's not
all,
happening.
Shannon's coming for all your pay picks. Why don't you smack her around?
There's enough money for all of us. That's how I see it.
Shannon, so. Come sit on the big black dildo yeah. for what you tried to do.
Shannon, tell them how much I offered you for that before. I asked Shannon this. The thing I was drinking outside that you were like, what the fuck is that? It looks like a giant
pay pig ale.
Pay pig. For Shannon to come in without any explanation, stand up on the table, squat on it, take her pants off, squat on it, and get up and leave and just go back to doing the show. What's the amount of money you would do it for? On camera.
I want to hear the answer, but first, what? What? Shannon, well, you're right.
Now you can't hear the answer.
Shannon, are you okay?
Now you can't hear the answer.
That's a crazy question for a boss to ask you.
You're right, Jay.
How much do you think she said? $50.
No. She's $50. It's something outlandish that isn't the real answer.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
A million?
I would definitely charge higher than $50 for that.
Of course, but a million is something like that, she said?
I think we said 10. Is that
10.
What we said?
$10 million.
Yeah, then
yeah, which is absolutely false. If you were standing here with $200,000, she'd probably do it.
Because she thinks that she'd have to quit.
No, you don't.
I also can't do another job because then this lives forever on the internet.
No, and a couple years later, you come back, you squat on something else.
Yeah, a couple hundred grand. And you did it every 5 years.
I'll be your pay pick for that. Every couple years, I'll give you 200K to just come in and squat on something, pick it up with your pussy, and walk out.
So we're gonna.
You getting better offers somewhere, Shannon? Is that what Kumi Network's offering you?
Have you ever found out if a man has gotten like bankrupt or homeless, that you found out, oh, he wasn't lying?
No, I've never found that out. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Jay.
Yes.
Do you support any girl at all on OnlyFans?
No.
Not a single one.
You make me feel like a piece of shit by saying support them. Like,
is that what it's called? It's a support,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I got you, but I mean, so like,
I'm using
no.
the right vernacular.
No. We have...
On for a show, it doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I'm saying on Bonfire, mm-hmm. It does count. You're giving the money.
Right, I guess that's
true. We did Miss Poindexter, the lady who was surprised that when she did OnlyFans that her kids were kicked out of local Catholic school. She's like, what's that about? I'm like, I'll tell you exactly what it's about. All the moms are mad that their husbands are jacking off to the lady from school.
I think I read about that somewhere.
That was pretty big news. But she was like, can you believe it? I go, yeah, I believe it. I don't know if I agree with it, but I believe it. And then the other one was Sierra Sky. Just someone we looked up on. She was like an Instagram person that we talked about on Bonfire.
Probably. Both through the show.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. So how many men at any given time are in your corral?
Stable?
What
stable.
Are the fuck?
It could vary from like 10 to 15. Sometimes you have, and that's just in a week. So sometimes you have the ones that fall off. They only need to send one time and they're good. Like they're good for the rest of the year. Then you have the ones that become addicted and they keep wanting to send and send and send.
So there's not much. Is there any in-person interaction?
So I do in-person, yes. It's called.
You have to like show up to at least give them something to.
Well, no, not really. You don't have to.
No, but I'm saying like it probably inspires them to get, if they see you in person.
So there's things called like cash meets where you meet them in a public place and you humiliate them and they take money out the ATM and hand it to you.
What kind of humiliation?
It could be anything from making them get on their knees in public to slapping them in the face to calling them a pathetic piece of shit and that all of their money.
I've been doing this for free all year. People do this for me. I don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, you do. You pay for sushi dinners in the same place.
So, yeah. Sometimes it's in-person
stuff.
Black
dildo. Whatever's happening to you with this thing, you deserve it.
I deserve all of it. Yeah. I'm just fascinated by all of it, right? Mm-hmm. So do you feel that most of these men, and I'm sorry that this sounds harsh, and you can tell me I'm totally wrong. Somewhat psychologically challenged, on their spectrum, something's wrong with them. Is that wrong to ask?
Oh my God.
I don't even think it's that. I mean, I've had so many different men. I've had CEOs. I had men on Wall Street. I've had an athlete before.
So everyone's retarded.
So it just pretty much varies. I wouldn't say there's something psychologically wrong with them. I just feel like everybody has their thing,
So. It's going to be on the next documentary. You know, they do those broke documentaries about the athletes where they spend all their money.
Well, didn't that?
Allen Iverson spent his whole Reebok shoe deal on. Mistress Marley.
Zach was here during the day, and I told him what was happening. He said that now they're women, but the Wachowskis, right? One of them was known to be a pay pig and spent all of the money from the first Matrix.
Pay pigs are just like us.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Hey, pay pigs are not so different from us, right?
I didn't look at it. It's pretty crazy.
Just a couple guys hitting around shooting the shit.
I assume,
sports. And then one runs off to go be a pay pig.
And I assume you don't go out and look for them at this point. They're coming to you.
No. So, I mean, even in the beginning when you're first starting out, we never look for the pay pigs. They always come to us. What we do as the Fendoms is we just advertise content saying, give me your money. I can go out to eat and put a receipt up and say, reimburse it. And someone will send money for my meal I have.
Damn it.
Findom, so, financial domination.
Did you just get that?
Yeah. I'll be back.
Wow.
I just realized I signed a contract today. I shouldn't have. Oh, wait a second.
Because you said originally Femdom. That's what you saw originally.
So Fendom and Femdom, they sound really close together when you say it, but Femdom is more so like the whipping in person and dungeon
BDSM
stuff. I do that too.
Okay.
So, yeah. Shocking. But I started off in Femdom.
Right. That sounds sarcastic,
well,
dude.
Well, she's got a fucking paddle right here. That's why I said shocking.
The paddle's not going to be your problem.
That?
This guy right here.
Where's it going?
Big Jim.
Where's Big Jim going?
That's the one.
So we're going to have to find out. See how you're doing this game, buddy. Next one's for all three holes.
Ooh. It's too big. No, do you ever do anything with that in your body? No.
No.
In her body?
And in a man's ass?
That's no. Common.
So I do throat training with it.
You're just a little bit of throat training.
A little standard throat training?
I might slap them a little bit with it, tease them with it.
It's fine.
You know.
Ralph, you can get that in your throat for sure.
I can't get that. I can get I can get up to the end of the head. No,
if I put it in like this,
I'm going to vomit.
And you get on the right angle, and I just give it where it goes.
You do the old Peyton Sinclair?
Yeah.
Does it stick pretty good?
Yeah, it does. Oh, Shannon, come on. Here's your moment. 200K.
Jesus Christ. It is wild to me. So,
is she unbuttoning her pants behind me? I assume she's unbuttoning her
pants behind me. She's just playing with herself.
She's ready to do it. Are you trying to get yourself wet, Shannon, so you can come accept this thing for 200K?
Yeah, give me a couple.
I probably have it somewhere. I can scrape it up.
200K?
Yeah. What happens if they don't make with the money? Has that ever happened?
What do you mean?
They don't do anything until they get the money.
Yeah, right? They have to send half deposit before they can even.
Oh, but is anybody trying to stiff the second half?
No, they're not stupid.
Can do you have like tea? What?
I'm sorry. I just have a quick question before you move on.
How
to the
do
next
I
thing.
Become a fin?
So when you said about like the in-person stuff where you like slap them or humiliate them in public, do you ever or have you ever dealt with or do you ever worry about if the guy just like snaps and reacts violently towards you?
Oh, so usually when I do my sessions, I always have security there with me. Whether it's a friend, whether it's, you know, someone I hired or whatever.
Have they ever been needed?
No, thank God.
The Fendom guard.
Yeah, no, they've never been needed, thank God.
That's good.
Well, yeah. But also, too, I get ID references. Like, all that stuff is very important before I meet with anyone.
Do you ever pay them in front of the person you're taking the money from? I'm like, hey, I gave you a lot more than that. Give that guy a little more.
How about this? How do you have any guys that have been under your spell? What do you call it? Under your guidance for, like, years?
Doing good.
Yeah. Like long time subs?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I have one right now.
Subs. That's the guys have been your sub for a long time.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use this on YouTube.
I'm so proud.
Off air though. Off air. When I mean it. It's not gonna be for show. It's gonna be for realsies.
I guess what Ralph's saying is, will you take all the money he has in his pocket?
I'm assuming also you get asked to do a lot of things all the time that you won't do.
Yes.
That's probably the most common thing that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just having, so here's what Shannon said before, right? Because I find it a little off-putting in that you might be fucking up a guy's life because he's got a mental disorder where he feels, this is how I get attention from women.
But would you do this with someone who felt like they had a mental disorder?
But how do you know they don't have something wrong with them?
So my thing is like,
you can tell if somebody's like,
I don't think
screwy.
So, though, because a lot of it is through text. So no. I can't really tell through text.
She hasn't noticed with me.
Yeah. Ralph's touched.
So a lot of it is through text. So, you know, you have those conversations regarding boundaries and you want to get to know them. But I can't truly know if someone has a mental disorder through just like texting with them.
I still think that it is some sort of variant. Anna.
Do you get what I would guess be in this world of vanilla people that are just like, hey, can I just see you naked? And
yeah.
I'll send you money.
I had someone today was just like, how much does it cost to fuck you? And I just blocked them.
Me?
So you still have those.
$100 running here.
You still have the vanilla guys that come in and just like try.
Yeah, but you do. Do you have any sexual contact with clients ever?
No.
That's not the point of it at all.
No.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask this question, which is the largest sum you've ever collected from one person in one shot?
Oh, wow. In one shot was definitely 10K.
Fuck me.
Reference for the IRS, by the way.
Did you report it?
I do my taxes, so.
Hell yeah.
So
and she sells a lot of merch. Also, she sells merch, right?
You don't have to worry about...
These things are moving like hotcakes.
Sure they are. You don't have to worry about credit checks or anything. They don't give you the money and you just move on.
Yeah.
You don't need to know that they have it or not. It doesn't matter. Is it all through Venmo?
So it's through different things. It's through Venmo, Cash App, Google Pay. There's this big thing now called Wish Tinder that a lot of sex workers are using. There's OnlyFans they contribute through. I want clips.
I've heard gift cards people have asked for. If you look, so I thought I'd go on this thing.
I want to be paypig.com. That's what
you're on. Now, I've had a lot of coins to buy time lives on Candy Crush, but when I'm in between Candy Crushes lives on the road, I type in escorts and the name of the city, because you could tell a lot about a city
based on the escort
by their escorts. And in those ads, they say a lot of times, like, accept Cash App, blah blah blah, gift cards.
But that's weird. Yeah, well, I guess gift cards say the name of the amount on the card. Is that right?
So I used to take gift cards in the beginning, like Amazon gift cards are great, but
not how do you check that it's like functioning before you do?
So usually, like, what happens if it's real, they give you the gift card number. You can go put it in on Amazon and it'll let you upload it to your balance if it's real. But gotcha. I used to do that in the beginning, but now I'm like, I don't want Amazon gift cards. Just give me the cash. Like, what if I don't want to buy anything from Amazon today? Yeah. Like,
she goes, well, I just kicked that guy in the nuts and I bought a lava lamp. I got a pair of off-brand sneakers.
Has it happened often that you're just getting things? Like something, you don't even know the guy's like, oh shit, I just got an extra $100.
Yeah, so those are called silent senders. So those are the ones that send you money on Cash App and they'll never come and tell you they sent it. You just see it in your Cash App.
What a lunatic.
That's what, when we were
that happens a lot though.
Happened to Shannon.
When I put my change in a little jug in front of it next to a cashier for whatever charity is, I post it. I post about it. I go, you're welcome, Jerry's Kids.
Do you remember?
Hey, everyone, just saw muscular dystrophy with 15 cents.
When you and I were at AVN's,
yeah,
and you're smoking the area you can smoke, which is by the slot machines.
Everywhere, dude. It's Vegas.
I know, but there's a guy, a pretty girl was walking by. He just took $100 out of his wallet and just goes, this is for you. Didn't know the girl. The girl goes, oh, thank you. Just kept walking. That was it.
Yeah, as she should.
I would think if I were her, that I would then be terrified that, like,
he's going to follow you.
What does he think I owe him now? Yeah.
It's just fucking wild. I just find it wild. I don't know why. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't think I've ever met a girl who had a guy buy her a drink at a bar and then gets shitty if she just takes the drink and, like, okay, thank you, and walks off. They're always, like, shitty.
Yeah.
But why does it make you uncomfortable?
Because I worry that some of these guys, not all of them, but some of them are ruining their lives and don't know anybody.
I'm with you, Marley. I'm starting to think that maybe Ralph gave all his money to somebody.
No, it just feels weird.
I don't
know.
Giving flashbacks, maybe. I
just find it weird. I guess
what Ralph's asking you is, what's your Venmo?
You're kink-shaming, Ralph.
I am kink-shaming. Let's just wait. If it's not affecting the guy's livelihood at all and he's doing it as a kink, I'm fine with it. Totally fine with it.
It's not sexual to you at all.
No.
Like any, even in your own thoughts.
Sometimes no,
you ever meet
not
one
in my
of them and they're
thoughts,
like they're fucking great looking dude.
But also too, like sometimes so femdom also can roll into femdom very easily. So you'll get the guys that will tribute and they want nothing. But then you'll get the ones that will tribute and they want like their penis rated. They want small penis humiliation. They want jerk off instructions.
Rated.
Yeah. And then also too, there's like
because
all these
I gave
clips
her money
like,
goes, I'm going to give her a little more this time. She could also tell me my dick sucks.
So it's like, in a way, it's more than just them sometimes giving the money and running away or going away. Like, sometimes they give the money and they want other things that still make sense, but we're still dominating them. We still own their wallet, but now we're going to make fun of them. So sometimes it does that, too.
Shannon, if I give you $300 a week, what will you just do? Something weird.
Would you leave a sexy voicemail on his phone every week?
Sure.
Just get a close-up of your areola.
Oh, maybe. $300 a week, yes.
For a close beer areola?
Mm-hmm.
Each week?
Each week. I will chart the differences as she ages. I go, this is picture 746. I think the milk's gone bad.
How many women at this point have you trained? And do you do follow-ups?
Yes, I do. So, God, it has to be 3,000 plus.
Fuck me.
Because I've been teaching since.
I like the follow ups. You got like, the Shark Tank thing. Like, let's do a follow up. That's all. So and so had a film down
like,
2 years
like,
ago.
I get small dicks and laughing. Yeah. Like, oh, good girl.
She's doing so good. Now I have a big warehouse full of little dick humiliation screens.
Yeah, there's some I follow up with. There's some that reach out and like, I just want to tell you, like, my life has changed. I'm doing this, and so whatever. So, like, it's still community that we still talk and we still build and stuff. So,
it is.
Yeah.
I do see the danger in it, potential danger. You can only, everything's got danger, and you can only be as safe as you can be.
But see, that's why also too, I'm very, very big on teaching safety, consent, and all that stuff, because I know what I had to go through to learn about it.
Was there a few things that blew up in your face early on, or no?
What do you mean?
Like where something went wrong, like you, something bad?
This guy's a problem.
No.
Never. Oh, yeah, mm-mm. You said there was no issues.
Well, I thought no issues in the cash meets, but you said no issues at all, ever.
No, mm-mm. No, there was a stop, seriously, that hurts my balls. And you go, shut up, queer. And he's like, no, seriously. It does hurt. Stop, actually, for a second.
All right, before we go any further, just one phrase for you. That would be $60 kilos, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics, they all tried to solve the 60-kilo problem. The 60-kilo problem. And YoKratom.com figured it out. And now, with their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for a mere $60. How did they solve that legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else ever solve it? Who gives a fuck? What you do know is if you go to YoKratom.com, you'll get $60 kilos, high-quality Kratom delivered direct to you with super fast shipping at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo and loyal sponsor of the SDR show. Let's get back into it. So what we're going to do today, because obviously everyone's world is somewhat fixated on money. I mean, that is the world we live in, unfortunately, right?
Not Ralph. He does it for the earth.
We are going to play a game between the three of us, right? Shannon has pulled up varied categories of things. What's the way we call them, Shannon? Just varied objects? How do you want to describe this?
Yes, items.
Three items in a category. And you have to guess which is the most expensive one. If we're right, Shannon, nothing. If we're wrong, we got a drink. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Now, I feel like so what I was thinking is that I give you guys paper, and for each round, you rank the things from that least to sense. Most expensive.
Yeah. I like that. Let's do that. Okay. And we have like five or six of them.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be really bad at this.
Well,
she, in theory.
Which one are you taking, dude?
If I'm thinking of all of them wrong, that's going in.
This one.
I think she's going to nail all of these. Do you think you're very good?
Oh, the pressure's on.
I mean, she has to. Also, by the way, everything's online for you, so you don't have to, like, assess a guy. You don't, like, see a guy. And, like, when I worked in the strip club world.
I really want to hammer this in the Ralph. Just like,
When I worked at Girls Strip Club, they were trained to look at the watch, the socks, the shoes.
Yeah, so before I was a femdom, I stripped. I stripped when I was in college, so I could.
Full nude?
Figure it out. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
That's the way, if you're going
to
do it.
Shannon, weren't you supposed to sit on this or something? Maybe I'm wrong.
Full bush is a dancer? Bush?
No.
No bush?
No.
Bald?
Yeah.
Okay. When she said no bush, and you said no, you still
want. I'm not a bush girl.
You could be.
More of a Schlitz slice.
You could be. All right.
I'll go for that stack.
How about if I give you $75,000 a week?
Everything in my wallet.
Oh, definitely. I'm going a whole fro.
That's a good question. Ready? Who do you think has more money in their wallet right now?
Between?
You and I.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be you. I don't have anything in my wallet right now.
Well, then probably yes. I also sometimes don't have anything in my wallet. I think I have.
I don't have anything in my wallet. Right.
I got money. What do you get? Will you laugh at my dick if I give you everything in my wallet?
And by the last question, have you ever met a guy that you meet one of these guys in a cash meet? Mm-hmm. And you're like, holy shit, this guy's fucking great looking. Wow, he's really my type. Has that not happened?
Dude.
No.
We should have thought that, but I'm not prepared to do it emotionally. But we should have taken turns with a microphone going in the bathroom and having her laugh at our dicks.
Dude, oh, my God.
Would have been.
Ooh, I would love that.
By the way.
Oh, my God. I would be so nervous. My dick would be so. I bet it's the most fun.
It's so much fun.
We should do that. But I can't do it now. I can't.
I know people have OnlyFans that just do that. Only a dick.
Yeah.
It's. God damn, that sounds.
It's so easy.
You are, but I'm telling you, you will see my face do a genuine thing where I'll be like,
by the way, I'm going to throw this out there.
Stop. It hurts.
She is local. We should bring in another comic one day and bring her back into to fucking shame our cocks.
Our wieners.
That's my favorite thing to do.
With Lewis.
Yeah, is sure. One at a time.
One at a time.
Our dumb, stupid little penises.
Oh, it would be more harsh than that.
And there's no way that I'm going to be able to get it like moving. I'll be the most nervous ever.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, can she laugh at your asshole too?
I don't. I don't know.
Ever, how about this?
You wait, what's wrong with
do you ever have, well, you'll see.
We'll find out.
Do you ever have any women do this? No.
I've had like, I have more women that are into being dominated, like the physical domination than.
But that's also, by the way, where it gets weird. I bet you there is almost no reversal of this, where women are paying men to humiliate them. But probably does not exist at all.
There are men called, we call them cash masters.
I don't believe they exist unless they're doing.
They do. I know.
But unless they're dealing with gay guys.
Yeah. Well.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
And they're called cash cunts.
All right, Shannon. I like the idea, but we could do it with Lewis. That'd be fun. It's gonna be really hard. I mean, my God, my tiny little penis.
Marley, you'll see my feelings get so hurt when you do it. I'm gonna be like, no.
I love it.
I have to get like,
no.
That's what I'm here for, to hurt feelings.
I'm gonna have to have like a day off.
I wouldn't say that about you.
Wait, I'm not.
I go, you just even get upset. It'll be the worst I ever am at that. She's gonna be like, yeah, that dick
well,
is.
Well, I'm not hiding a small penis.
Well,
so.
Your boobs are stupid. And you see me run out of the room.
She's mean.
We would know that's a lie.
I don't like her.
Jay runs out of the room with his pants around his ankles, he's crying.
Bald pussy idiot.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy, the thought of it. It's going to be so humiliating.
The funny thing is, we are prepared as we'll ever be to do it right this moment, but I'm not emotionally prepared.
I can't do it right now.
I feel where my dick is right now, and it's not right thing.
Maybe after a couple shots, or with shots, there's no
way.
Worse,
there's no fucking way.
A couple shots. Let me sit on a furnace for a little bit.
I can't do it.
I want my balls to run away from my body.
Oh my God, especially because she's probably seen some close to that dicks and my stupid little dick right now. Oh my God. I have to fucking do push-ups to get ready for it.
I don't know what to do.
And it's also,
I'm going to give myself sick so I have a fever. Like dangles head.
Like, you're like, no, nothing. I'm not doing anything right now. Just shut up.
I'm just punching it and yelling at it. Why are you so stupid and little? I'm gonna femdom myself.
Oh my gosh.
You stupid Mo. What are you, afraid of girls, you little dummy?
Look at you, you stupid idiot.
Look at you. There's a girl standing right there. Look at you, you're embarrassing everyone.
You're embarrassing yourself in front of this girl.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Stupid white dicks. Oh, also a black woman assaulting my white dick. That's the nightmare.
Yeah. Well, can I ask this?
Mm-hmm.
Racial makeup, for the most part. Mostly white dudes?
99%.
Yeah, figures. Makes sense.
I guess don't get that shit.
God damn it. It makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, laugh at my dick. And he's like, I don't believe you. Look at that stupid little dick. He goes,
no,
it ain't.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
We both know that's not true.
Yeah. That thing probably couldn't satisfy a woman at all. Goes, made 12 babies.
Oh, my gosh.
What about age? Generally the same, roughly? Like 30 to 50?
I think the oldest I've ever had was like 80.
Oh, I bet.
And he used to come to all the parties. We throw like femdom parties where the guys come get humiliated by a bunch of women.
You remind me of my Mildred.
But he'd be the one in there dancing and just all like, it's, yeah.
She would call me a little dick in her head too.
All right, Shannon, let's get this started.
Okay, the first category is sneakers.
Are we doing one category at a time,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, oh, so here's the first image.
Okay, hold on. I'm just
this is
write.
One of three.
I'm just going to write one, two, and three, right? I'm just one, two, and three, okay.
And you're ranking from least to most expensive.
Okay.
Number one being the most expensive.
Right.
Okay.
Everyone good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next one.
So by the way, to the audio listener, Shannon is showing us pictures
three pairs of
different sneakers.
Three pairs of Nike. Sneakers.
Those are Nikes. And they, oh, by the way, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything. Shush.
Okay.
Go on. All right.
I hope we don't see those dumb red ones that everyone's talking about lately. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Oh, those boots?
Those dumb boots?
The Mario boots?
Yeah.
My daughter. I got my daughter some dumb.
Whoa.
Damn.
All right, I made my decisions.
Am I just supposed to write a number?
Yeah, so no, there's three images, one, two, and three in order. And then you rank them in the most expensive, the least expensive.
Got you, okay.
All right, so I'm going to have to, I did it weird, so hold on a second. Let me just do it this way. Yeah, because I did it really weird, so let me just do it this way.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we'll go around and everybody tell me which one you think is the least expensive.
Well, I wanted to show you the order. I went from most to...
Just call them out. It's okay. Easier to do that way. All number right. One, two, we know what one, two, and three was.
Right.
So least I have one.
Least I have two.
Okay, wait. No. This is, I'm just trying to keep track of it, and this is going to, I feel like we'll do one person at a time.
Okay, sorry.
So maybe, Jay, tell me all of yours.
Okay, least one.
Okay.
The middle two. Most expensive was three.
Okay. Ralph?
I have 3, 1, 2. No, wait, sorry. Most expensive is 3. Sorry. Least expensive is 2. Middle is 1. That makes sense?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I put most expensive as 2.
Okay.
Least expensive as 3.
Okay.
And then
1 in the middle.
Yeah.
So that's me right here.
Say, I'm sorry. Say that again.
This is confusing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because I'm confused with
she
my numbers.
She said the most expensive was 2.
No, the most expensive was, yeah, 2.
Okay.
The least expensive was 3.
Got so it. She did 2, 1, 3. I did 3, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to.
We all did different, by the way.
Yeah, we all did different. That's pretty cool.
So I'm going to show you them in order from least to most expensive now.
Okay.
So here's the least expensive.
I knew it.
Fuck
me.
I fucking blew. I thought those were going to be the most. Those the most.
I knew it.
They're Jordans.
Okay.
Jordan Louis Vuittons.
Here is the second most.
Oh, wow. I had
that a second. I had that a second.
I had it totally wrong. No, you didn't.
Well, I had. Wait a minute.
Ralph, you do. You're right.
I knew. Yeah, I knew Ralph Nike was going to be the most expensive.
And then the. I'm sorry for the background.
So she's right.
And then this was. These are.
The most.
$276,000.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're asking for.
Yeah, Nike.
Louis Vuitton Nikes, $206,000. I didn't know
that.
I can't believe
the Louis Vuitton Jordans.
Yeah, Mistress Marley nailed it. She had them all correct.
God damn it.
Well, Ralph.
So that means you guys drink.
Open wide, bro.
Right. Cheers. Wow, I really fight. I mean, I got the. If I would have flipped them, I would have been right.
There are some of these that I feel like are going to be way more obvious, some of the categories.
Oh, that hurts.
Yuck.
That hurts. I have no chaser. Fuck me. Sorry, I don't need it. I'm not Jay like a little puss. Look at that little pay pig right there. Can't drink his alcohol.
Wee-wee.
All right. I screwed up. I'm really mad about that one. Oh.
Ready?
Yeah, that tequila's rough.
All right. The next one we're going to do is watches.
Oh, boy. I know nothing about watches.
I don't know about this one.
All right. My dad left.
Here's the first one.
Hold on.
Do you want me to zoom a little?
Yeah, zoom in a little. I'm trying to see if I can make the name out.
go zoom closer even.
I can't see the name. Can you tell me the name?
I feel like I shouldn't.
Armani?
Can't see the name.
It's Piaget, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Next one.
Hold on.
Okay,
here's the next one.
Jesus, that looks weird.
I'm gonna lose this one.
I can't make the name of that. Oh, thank you. Looks like it says Doxa.
Doxa.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. And here is 3.
Let's see. Jesus Christ! What the fuck is that? I can't make the name out.
I
think it's a Breitling. It looks like with the L.
Liege. Huh. All right. I'm going to do this. Hold on. From least to most, right?
Most is 1. Least is 3.
All right. Okay. And then put it in the order.
Do you need to see them again?
No. Okay. I got it.
Okay. Who wants to start this time?
Let Marley start this time.
Okay.
All right. So I'll put 3 as the most expensive.
Okay.
I put 2 as the least expensive.
Okay.
I have the same exact thing.
And then 1 in the middle.
That's what I have.
So 2, 3, 1.
All right, you're all the same?
No, not 2, 3, 1. 2, 1, 3.
No, I did 2, 3, 1. I said 2 as the least expensive, which would be 3. So 2, 3, 1.
Wait, I'm 2?
It doesn't. We should not do it at that 3, 1, 2. We're all saying.
The least expensive is 2. Least,
most is 3. 1's in the middle.
Yes. Yeah. We all picked the same way. If that's right, great. If not, we're all drinking.
Say it one more time.
Least expensive 2, most expensive 3, 1 in the middle.
Okay. So here is the answer. The least expensive was
3. Oh fuck.
$27.
$27?
Wow. It looks so expensive.
Okay. The mid-range is this one.
Okay. Like pearl.
Just under $4,000.
Is that number?
It's a different. It's showing a different color here. It was white that I showed you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was the dark.
So one is in the middle.
This is the second.
No, this is the second one. This is two.
It's just that it was white. I don't know why it's not.
And now the first one is one that looked like Patek. It wasn't Patek Philippe. I don't know what the brand was.
It's a. Hold on, I have it here. It's a Audemars. I don't know how to say the word. This is the name of the brand.
Oh, Peugeot.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Wow. $1 million.
Is that all?
And we all picked that.
Well, I mean, it was more money. It's 18% off.
Oh, there you go.
It's cut down. Yes. Oh, it's for.
What happens if a guy tries to
it's
haggle?
It's for Insane Tuesday.
He's blocked.
Clearance.
He's blocked.
He's blocked.
If he tries to haggle, he's blocked. Blocked. That's wild. We all got a drink, kids.
Yeah. Everybody got everything wrong. I'm proud of myself. I'm stumping you guys. Jeez.
That was pretty good, Shannon.
I think that's the only ones I did good. I think it's going to get easier as we go.
Oh, that was hard.
What kind of tequila is this?
It's terrible. It's Espeloma, just its fucking room temperature. God damn it, that's not easy.
God, Ralph, you suck.
I'm so mad at this.
All right.
How about this? What if a guy asks you to do something that you never thought of before, but you're okay with it? It's not sexual, but it's something you never really thought of. And it's like, hey, I want you to mail me, you know, you swallow, eat this and take a shit and mail it to me. Whatever it is that you never did before. How do you come up with a price for something like that? Just something that feels right to you?
So I've mailed my underwear before and my nasty, snotty tissues.
Oh, get closer to the mic, please.
I've mailed my underwear before and like snotty tissues.
Okay.
And so I come up with the original price and then plus shipping. So I'll do like $200.
Man, gross.
Ew. It's really wild. It's just wild.
They love it.
Still feel like there's something wrong with those dudes. Sorry.
Why? Because you just want to pay a girl to do the worm in front of you?
Yeah.
It's the only way you can come.
I used to be good at the worm.
Shannon, the next thing. Oh, my God.
We should do our dance off. Maybe we did that on Skanks years ago.
Totally.
Okay, so the next
bust
one.
Bust it open?
The next round is escorts.
All right.
And so the pictures are going to show differently. They're from different sites. They're from different countries. They're just all completely different.
And you did the exchange rate figuring out?
No, it's in U.S. dollars.
Oh, they're all in U.S. dollars. Okay. In different countries, I thought maybe they wouldn't be in U.S. dollars.
Okay. Here is...
Ralph's always got to do a currency exchange before he gets a foreign prostitute. Yes.
All right. Here's the first one.
Wow. That is a muscular woman.
She's an escort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And those are her pictures.
That's a really muscular... I mean, that's a type, though. Someone looking for a muscular woman, they're going to be in heaven.
You could fuck her lats.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay. Here's the next one.
Is a girl out of your camp if she starts escorting too?
No.
You don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay. She looks more wholesome.
Go on.
Okay. Good.
I like her knee-high socks or thigh-high socks. Whatever you call that shit. Knee-high socks.
And here's the last one.
She has a theme song?
I know that song.
I was like, she's the most expensive.
Yikes.
Damn. Mm.
I did that wrong.
It's a very good question. Shannon, you did very good.
Did a lot
good.
Of work today.
This is a very good one. I'm really stumped on this.
I changed my answer, but hold on now, so you know.
I'm going. Okay, I made my decision.
Me too.
All right. Do you want to go first this time, Ralph?
I'll go first this time. So I'm going from least to most?
Yes.
I'm saying you showed it in order. Least was one, middle was two, most expensive was the last girl.
Hold on. Least.
One muscular girl was the least expensive.
Okay.
Knee-high sock girl was the middle.
Okay.
And last girl that looked like she was wearing a gown or something was the most expensive.
Okay.
My answer?
Yeah,
can't say what I based it on, by the way. Outfits.
good. I want to peek behind the curtain.
You don't know more about my process?
I do. Show your work, please. I said least was two because it was that looked very much just like you know.
She took it in a bed with a mirror in it by herself.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Local girl escort. Didn't seem that crazy. Three. The last one that looked most high end, I'm saying, is in the middle because I will say
One is more
the bodybuilder is niche one. Mm-hmm. They also, she takes such pride in giving a shit about that body, she ain't giving it away.
It's a good thought process. Also, by the way, which I should have thought, but it's too late. One of those pictures, you could see the name of the event that she's at. So it's probably not hard to look her up.
Nationals.
Marley?
I did the same.
You two are in the same?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Hold on. I'm just writing everything down. Okay. So the least expensive was Fernanda.
Two?
Oh, that makes sense.
Lady, yeah. Yes.
That was number two.
And her price is $150 an hour. Yep.
Wow. That made sense. It's a good deal.
That made sense. I'm telling you, that's not what she looks like when she gets there.
Okay. The second was.
Oh, good. All right. Thank God. Nobody wins.
Her price is $500
How old was she? Scroll up. Is that her age?
34.
34. I don't believe it.
And then
where the fuck's the other one?
Already know she's really freaking expensive.
It's gonna be $1,000.
This is her, and she is
$4,000
for 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes
with that beak?
Yes. I'm here for the prices.
Wow! Can we scroll up a little bit again? I want to see. Oh, she's a Mensa member. It says
okay.
Weed friendly.
By the way, her breast appearance is super nice.
You can't smoke weed around her.
She's not even transsexual.
No tattoos. Hey,
scroll up a little bit. I want to see what she looks like again.
Breast appearance, super nice.
Super nice.
Nah. Nah.
How old is she, did it say?
Whatever it is. Nah.
46. God damn.
46?
Nah.
Just killing it.
$4,000 per 15 minutes?
Only three people do it a year.
That's and she's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Fuck right off.
No, it's not. That's
wait,
not
what, what did we go up?
I just got back from there. There's better looking chicks in my
show. Scroll down a minute. Scroll down. There was something.
It's New York City. She's
okay.
No. Scroll down a little bit. It said something weird where the words are. A little further, a little further. What is that? Okay. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay. It's weed friendly.
You can't smoke weed?
No.
Fuck everything about this chick.
She has a lot of profile views.
She's 5'8". Is that what it says? 5'6", 5'8"? Okay.
She's between 5'6", to 5'8".
Oh, hey, can I fuck your filter?
10? Oh, that's crazy. That's so crazy. Nah. God damn it. So we're all going to drink again, kids.
Yeah, everybody got one right on that one.
We're
so
in.
You're all even.
Shannon, good job on that one.
Thank you. It's also hard to find an escort site that lists prices. A lot of them don't.
Jay, you want
to
help out with that?
I only know that escort alligator.
Do they list prices?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fucking horrible tequila.
I've never called an escort on it. I just look at the pictures.
You want to call my mom, see what she charges?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, no. I know what. I know why. I got it. Okay.
You found Ross and Mom's charges?
We'll do this as the last one and do the plugs. So you got to be at a... Whatchamacallit?
Okay. Do you guys want to pick the final category then?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I have cars, bags, jackets, and dresses.
I would go with cars. I don't think I'm going to
do... She said bags, and then you want to get hit?
Yeah.
You do the fucking bags then.
I want to get hit with that thing so she could shame me with that... Oh, we should end with her slapping me with that. I'll do that.
No, dude. Put that in you.
You want to fucking...
Why can't I just get that in you?
You really want to paint something like that. You do.
Why can't I try it? Can I just try?
In where?
Who can get their mouth further down on it? With condoms?
I would love to see this.
I'll try it, but it ain't going to go far. I'll vomit. We don't have condoms here, though.
Shannon's always got a bunch in her purse.
Shannon, you have condoms in your pussy right now?
Shannon, you're nonstop catching dick.
Oh, yeah, you know
but here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say. She has an unfair advantage with bags.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, who knows?
Fine, we'll do bags. Let's do bags.
All right, ready?
What do you know? You know exotic cars well, Ralph?
Very well. You know that I deal with cars.
I thought we were going to do running shorts.
I can do running shorts.
Here's the first.
By the way, Jay, this is the first time I've seen you since I'm back from Barcelona.
Is that where you went?
Okay.
I can never tell. Is your uncircumcision done yet?
That's a
is your foreskin restoration.
By the way, I will say this. It's a nice looking bag.
It's okay. I know. But I got it. Got it.
Wow,
geez. Give us the next one.
It has this S on it for Sutton. That's what I like. Let's see. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
She knows that brand.
I guess.
I don't know that brand.
You wouldn't.
You guys good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Ooh.
She knows them both. She probably has them. You're going to get a pay pick to get them for tonight.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
We should, Marley should go last because.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go by the fact of the of the joys of happiness and little groans.
I think you're cheating.
I just go by your noises. From bottom up, 1, 3, 2.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so the least one was
1.
Okay.
Then 3, then 2. Okay. Just because of her going by
one, I did 1 least, 2 in the middle, 3 most.
Okay, Marley.
I did 3 is the most. The least was 2.
Oh, we're all different. I have a feeling she's gonna know.
Oh, I'm so confused by my ratings here, but you guys will figure it out when I show you. Okay, so here's the least expensive.
The Coach bag.
Oh, it's loading.
Coach was one of them.
Least.
Oh, that's nice. The least expensive. I got that.
Oh, that's I one. That. All right, good. I tell you, least expensive. I'm right.
The Vera
right.
Wang?
Yeah, $45.
Vera Wang. Okay, I knew that.
Well, then, I mean, Coach is next then.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is... Okay.
I got the most right. I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the middle.
Wait, no, that's the middle.
Yep,
the middle.
Yeah, so the most is going to be the...
The last one.
The Hermes, the Birkin.
I got it exactly right.
You got it right. So me and Jay, I was right with the least...
And do you want to guess how much the Hermes bag is?
Okay. No, you had it. So you got one of them wrong.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah.
At least 10K plus. Right?
I think you guys are tied. Yeah. Do you guys want to guess around the table? Or just a guess of how much that Hermes bag is?
$18,000.
Okay.
Which one?
The one that's Hermes, the most expensive.
The Birkin.
The crocodile skin one.
Yeah, I'll say $15,000.
I'm going to get the bag, the watch.
I'll say 30. Okay.
I'm going to show it to you. It's not showing the picture right now for some reason, but you'll see the price. $525,000.
Oh, come on.
Is that all?
$525,000?
I mean, to get those bags, you have to be on a list.
Shannon, order that for me real quick while you have it up, and I'll Venmo you after.
Shannon, question. The most expensive car you were going to show was what?
Oh, it's like $10 million. Hold on. Let me find it. It was the... Bugatti Cento Dieci.
I would have known a Bugatti would have been number one.
But are you going to really know it,
Shannon,
by seeing it?
That bag is worth 2 times of you coming in here and squatting on something with your pussy and taking it out.
Oh, if you showed that, I wouldn't know it's a Bugatti.
$9 million. Yeah, that's why I picked ones you couldn't see the logo,
classic
really.
Bugatti.
$9 million.
Oh, wow.
My grandfather was...
All right, Shannon, look, what was the score? I think I got nothing the whole time, right?
So I think one. Jay and Mistress Marley are tied.
But Mistress Marley...
Yes. For the last one, you guys are tied. Mistress Marley did win the first round, so she is the winner.
Okay.
All right, Marley, you're going to get to smack me with that
thing. Yeah, everyone gets to bend over now.
Yeah, but we'll do the first. We'll end with that. Ready?
The first time ever I saw
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest this since the dawn of time, your first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just mean the concert you went to on your own volition, the first one. Hopefully it's something we know, something not a local band. It doesn't have to be rock and roll. It was the first show you went to.
The first show I went to was a J. Cole concert.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice. Yeah. I went to see something at when J. Cole first hit. I went to see a concert at Madison Square Garden, and he was playing the theater next to it. Mm. And now he's way bigger. Yeah. But that's cool. How old were you?
I was 19. So back in North Carolina, where he's from, he used to do Dollar and a Dream tour. So the show was literally a dollar. You just walk up with a dollar.
Wow. That's so cool. If you can do that to a FinDom, I'll tell you that. Along with a dollar, you're getting fucking kicked in the nuts.
Because how much money are you pocketing? Your concerts are a dollar. These guys are paying you $4,000.
And then he ordered everyone pizza outside because we were waiting.
That was there's a rock band that used to do that where Ugly Kid Joe, they would show, if you came to the show, you guaranteed a slice of pizza. Mm. First drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
So the first drug I did after weed was shrooms.
Nice.
Did you like it?
I liked it the first 2 times. The third time turned me off from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done shrooms more? The one time we did it on the show, have you done them a few times since or never?
Yeah.
And I took a whole eighth. So it was...
I think I feel like I'm broken record always saying this. I think because I take Lexapro, it blocks
the hallucinogens.
I'm never where everybody else is, so I haven't had a bad time on them at all. But I've also just really had like.
But the Molly works for you, right? It's not a hallucinogen
again. Not where everybody else is. Okay. Me, I get chatty for sure. I get the chip, but like when everyone else is just like. Like, oh my God, how could you watch? Like, I can take Molly and watch a TV, like a movie or something. People are like, "What? How could you focus?" And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't hit me like that.
Shannon, what was the last drug you've done?
Like a non-prescription drug. I guess it would be Molly.
Molly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of when that even
was.
I think
it was here.
Was that party, Shannon, we were at?
No, I think
no. That, we so did it one other time. I
think. Also, like me, Justin Silver, and Mike Vecchione.
When you had a threesome.
No, we at one of the 4th of July or one of the barbecues. I think it was 4th of July barbecue. The three of us took it.
I remember that.
Together.
Yeah, at Wayne's. When he used to be at Wayne's. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, and now the first time you had sex.
First time I had sex, I got on top. I was feeling very confident. It was the worst. I mean.
Because it was in your butt.
It was small.
Well, get ready for
up.
Get ready to redefine that word.
It was small. I was in like what, 10th grade? I was like 15.
Okay.
It was small.
It's gonna be rough, Jay, when she comes back to Radar Ding Dongs.
I'm gonna love it.
It's gonna hurt. I'm not gonna. Oh man.
I have to be like mentally prepared for it.
I couldn't even like do something.
No, it's nothing. Nothing. It's gonna be hilariously small, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's going to be as flat and flaccid and sad.
I should bring my Dom best friends and make it a group humiliation.
Oh, my God. You should.
Whatever the funniest thing is going to be, do it. But
we got to go. Problem is the bathroom is kind of small, so we got to do it there. So it can't be.
Bring
well,
two
one,
of your
one could just yell from outside. I'll just report back.
Yeah,
you
fucking small dick asshole. We got to do it. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
Mr. Smalley, you got to come in and do that. Yeah. It's going to be fucking embarrassing.
I would love it.
Oh, my God. You want to do all your plugs right now, please?
Yes. So you can find me on Twitter at EyesXOnFire. That's where all you can find all my like uncensored content. Instagram, I'm up there too. House of Marley, HAUS of Marley. But I get deleted like every 3 months or so. So just love it while you can. I'm also on OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/MarleyTheGoddess. I'm on I Want Clips as Mistress Marley. I'm on Patreon, Patreon.com/SexAcademy. That's where I teach. And yeah.
I'm getting like a hot flashes thinking about these girls shaming my small little stupid penis.
It's gonna be a day. First of all, we should do it soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we have time to change our minds.
Because I'm telling you, I'm that day is gonna weigh on me the whole day.
Woo!
That whole day I'm gonna be like, yo,
I gotta do this tonight.
There's nothing.
Also, by the way, here's the thing.
And here's the thing. We've done other games like not like this exactly before, but like other games where like we have a stimulation involved.
Yeah, this is nothing. It's
we've done a karaoke
also,
where we were getting like
you're not allowed to try.
Karaoke.
You're not allowed to try and tug on your penis to make it do anything.
Not cheating.
That's cheating. You can't do it. It's going to be a stupid little fucking penis.
Yeah, it's going to be the funniest thing ever. But man, it's going to.
Oh,
soul
I can't
crush.
Even think about it. Jay, your plugs, please.
Oh, man.
You can't even say Big J with that Big small, J. Stupid penis.
Shut up, dude. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm all over the place. Louisville coming up next. Rochester, New York. Nonstop all over the country. The rest of this year, big announcements coming up for the summer. Some fun things. Very, very fun things.
Can I ask the date of the special? What date is the special coming out?
April 5th. Dog Belly live from Skankfest coming out. It's going to be on YouTube. I'm putting it out for free, everybody. So enjoy. I'll be going on Rogan on the 4th. So they said, when you do Rogan, you release special the next day. So
that's what I did.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And, of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And the new Bonfire. Now, me and Bobby Kelly, 4 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103.
Is it going to be the Bob Fire?
The Bob. I know that more... you know, it's funny. Everyone said that, which is very funny. The Bob
Fire. The first
fire.
One that comes to me right now.
Yeah, the first one that hurt me was thinking because it was me that comes about the Blob Fire.
Oh, that's not good.
No one said it yet, but I'm ahead of the game. I've already insulted myself with it.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Guests come on and they tell their own personal stories about the worst date they've been on. A time they get into a street fight and experience with the paranormal.
Okay.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Mr. Smalley, don't indicate. But the question is, does Mr. Smalley believe in ghosts? I say yes. Shannon?
No.
I believe in ghosts.
Yeah, damn, I mean, I
just wanted to be a contrarian. Nice.
All right, Shannon. Shannon, now you got to come suck the big black dick.
Yeah, while I get smacked with it. I follow me at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness, Good Sugar Podcast, comes out every Monday. Next week, we're going for food testing over on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street for the first location opening.
When?
Say again?
What day?
I think Thursday we're going, a week from Thursday.
A week from tomorrow?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow for food testing.
Oh, I'm home.
You want to come?
I'd love to.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay,
I'll try some of your shitty dumb food.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. That'd be fun.
I'm going to be very critical.
Please do.
I'm going to femdom you on
food. Food dom.
Yeah, I'm going to food dom you. Yeah. He goes, you call this asparagus chutney? Fuck you.
All right, so I thought of what's a good song to play at the end of the night, right? I think by
Don't
me.
Wonder Short Man.
I was thinking Pig by Nine Inch Nails.
I'm going to have a really, really, really rough time that day.
Let's do Pig by Nine Inch Nails. You know what? Fuck it. I changed it. Do Short Dick Man.
Yeah.
We're going to be fucking.
Don't want no eeny, teeny, weeny, beeny, little short.
That's to them all
man.
Looking at us, pointing at us. Oh, it's going to be rough.
Bring a crew.
Shannon, who's on this Saturday?
Bring a crew to laugh at our dicks.
Eric Roberts is at it, right?
No, Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn is on this Saturday, on the Saturday episode of the STR Show. Mistress Marley, thank you so much. We'll see
thank
everybody
you.
Next time on the SDR Show. Ooh. Did it hit the post?
Well, one of them.
Back on, honey. listening to the SDR Show.